WMFO Medford. Howdy, my friends. It is I, Ryan D. And I'm here with my special guest and my friend, Gabby.
Hello.
Hi, Gabby. How are you?
I'm good.
So Gabby is joining me for a very special edition of one of our favorite times of the year, a Newport Folk Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And we are both wearing our Newport Folk Festival t-shirts. And we are going to play for you songs from bands that we are looking forward to coming up next week, which is Newport Folk Festival. It's been on my mind for a couple of weeks now. Well, a couple of months now, maybe since Sunday of last year, I've been waiting for this coming weekend. How about you?
Yeah, same. Definitely same.
I think like after the last notes of Sunday night kind of float over the harbor, I look forward to, I already start thinking about the next year.
Yeah, and then, yeah, tickets go on sale in like November or something, so...
So as soon as tickets go on sale, it keeps you ready. It always keeps you thinking about Newport. And so we buy tickets and we get, you know, we all get online and we all wait for the countdown and then tickets go on sale and it's just mass hysteria. And then we get our tickets and then we think about Newport Folk Festival for the rest of the year. And then all through winter, it kind of keeps me going through winter. And then all of a sudden it's here.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden it's next weekend. And I, for one, am very excited. I know Gabby's very excited. And I know a lot of people out there listening are excited to attend Newport Folk Festival 2018. So this special edition of the Music Savage Show, Gabby and I bring you Newport Folk Festival artists. And we're just going to talk about it and share the love that we have. So let's get going with the Music Savage Show. Grab your coffee, grab whatever you're going to be drinking. Turn up your speakers loud and sit back and enjoy the show with Ryan D and Gabby and the Music Savage Show, WMFO Medford. Let's get the show started.
Missionary times, and your eyes like smoke, and your prayers like rhymes, and your silver cross, and your voice like chimes. Oh.
It doesn't really matter, you know, what kind of nasty names people invent for the music. Folk music is just a word, you know, that I can't use anymore. What I'm talking about is traditional music, right? Which is to say it's a mathematical music. It's based on hexagons. But all these songs about, you know, roses, you know, growing out of people's brains, and lovers who are really geese, and swans are turning into angels. I mean, you know, they're not going to die. They're not folk music songs. I mean, they're political songs. You know, they're already dead.
You'd think that these, you know, traditional music people would gather that mystery, you know, is a traditional fact. You know, seeing as they're all so full of mystery.
And contradictions.
Yeah, contradictions.
And chaos.
Yeah, it's chaos, clocks, watermelons, you know, it's everything.
do not interfere. All I want is my water and my coal. Look out the window, see the drive window. Shower rain round the curve. I seen a passenger train. In the cabin was Casey Jones. Noble angel never put his gate in tone. Mama, mama, how can it be? My daddy got killed on the old icy. Hush about the children and hold your breath. You're gonna draw a picture on at the daddy's bed. Casey's wife, she got you. He was sitting on the bedside, lacing up her shoes. Say, go away, children, and hold your breath. You're gonna draw a picture at your daddy's. So the bums can't ride. If they ride, let them ride the rod. Cause they life in the hand of God. Casey said again before he died, one more road that he wanted to ride. People wonder what road could that be. The Colorado and the Sandy.
Gentlemen, the next performer was supposed to be on the program last night, but he couldn't get here. He was way out on the West Coast, and he found that somehow you can't get from Nevada to Newport, Rhode Island in one day. But he did get here tonight. He's a songwriter and a singer, and I think many of you have heard him before. It's Johnny Cash.
Now I taught the weeping willow how to cry, and I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river, and I'm gonna sit right here until I die. I met her accidentally in St. Paul, Minnesota, and it tore me up every time I heard her drawl, southern drawl. Then I heard my dream went back downstream, cavorting in Davenport, and I followed you, big river, when you called. Took me to St. Louis later on down the river. A freighter said she's been here, but she's gone, boy, she's gone. I found her trail in Memphis, but she just walked up the bluff. She raised a few eyebrows and went on down alone. Now won't you bat it down by Baton Rouge, River Queen, roll it on. Take that woman on down to New Orleans, New Orleans. Go on, I've had enough. Dump my blues down in the Gulf. She loves you, big river, more than me.
I've been wanting to come to this festival travel since I was 17 years old and I never had the bread. You know? That's the truth, man. So it's a guess.
Ready? Ready? Well, don't
about that right there. Newport Folk Festival celebrating our favorite time of the year with Ryan D. and Gabby. Hi, Gabby.
Hello.
We are here today at guest. She's my guest here, and we are doing a celebration of Newport Folk Festival. In case you couldn't tell, mm-hmm. I think everyone can tell already. So I kicked off the set with some very memorable and important moments of Newport Folk Festival. All of those songs you just heard were live recorded at the Fort, and you just heard Peter, Paul, and Mary, If I Had a Hammer, a classic performance of Pete Seeger's tune that was performed in July 26th, 1963. So I've been thinking, I was putting all this together and I'm watching these performances and I thought to myself, man, if only I could have been there.
Yeah. I was going to say if it, because usually I feel pretty happy to be around for like what's happening now.
Yeah.
When I go to the festivals now and I'm like, no, I'm happy to be at these ones. Because they're just so amazing. But then when we listen to that set,
and it's can you imagine? Way. Like it's. And I was also thinking if we had actually been there, we'd be pretty old right now. But you know, it's those kind of things. It's there'll be, you know, decades from now, people will be looking at the shows that you and I attended and watching videos of that and going, oh man, I wish I was there for that. And that's one of the greatest things about this particular festival is how many great performances happen there, including Peter, Paul, and Mary, which you just heard, If I Had a Hammer. Up ahead of that, Big Brother and the Holding Company, of course, featuring the one and only Janis Joplin. I played you Down on Me, and that's performed on July 27, 1968. Janis Joplin, she pretty much scorched through a seven-song set and closed out the night on July 27th. And it was stated that... it's been written that Newport Folk Festival up until that time had been going through some financial troubles. And Janis Joplin, when they added her to the schedule, that changed right then and there. And so 1968, when Janis Joplin and Big Brother and the Holding Company appeared, it pretty much saved Newport from financial ruin.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible? Mm-hmm. Like that's how much power that she had.
Yeah.
Up ahead of that, Johnny Cash, Big River, and you heard him introduced to the crowd by the one and only Pete Seeger, and that was in 1964. He played an incredible 20-minute set, and he played on the day after he was supposed to appear, as you heard Pete Seeger say that he was not there in time. He couldn't get across the country in time to play for his set, and of course, what are they going to do? Are you going to say, Johnny Cash, no, you can't play? No, of course, Pete Seeger and everybody there was like, we'll just put you on the next day.
Mm-hmm.
That's how that works. Mississippi John heard up ahead of that, doing Casey Jones live at Newport Folk Festival in 1963. This was the last stop in his national tour, which took place after Hurt was rediscovered. He had recorded his first couple of 13 songs, in 1928. And Gabby and I were talking about this. He recorded an album in 1928. He was a farmer, and the record didn't go anywhere. So he went back to farming. And then decades later, he was rediscovered and asked to go on a national tour in 1964, which ended in Newport Folk Festival in 1963. I believe I may have that year wrong, but I think it ended at Newport Folk Festival, and that was 1963, so that's right. So he toured that entire year and probably the year before that. But just the fact that he made music in 1928 and nobody heard it again really until the 60s, that's really incredible. And that's the power, again, of Newport Folk Festival, finding talent like that. That had been gone unlistened to and undiscovered for all those years, and then someone was like, "Why don't you play here?" And then he went back into, you know, the lexicon of folk music. I think that's kind of incredible. That's how Newport works. And Bob Dylan kicking off that set with the infamous plugging in of his electric guitar back in 1965. It was the first song of his set, Maggie's Farm. And you can hear at the end of that set the booing after that performance, and that continued for his entire set. And I just can't believe that happened.
Yeah, especially listening back to it, and it sounds great.
It sounds great. And you know, the crowd in 1965, they did not want to hear that. They did not want to hear electric guitar music. And just going back and just watching that performance, not only Maggie's Farm, but the entire performance, to hear how the crowd just reacted to something that pretty much changed the course of Newport Folk Festival. I bet a lot of those people now were looking back and then going, oh, I wish I didn't boo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was a stunning performance. All right, so we are going to talk, we're going to play some of your favorite sets. most memorable mm-hmm. sets throughout the years. When did you start going to Newport Folk Festival?
In 2014, I went just on Friday.
Okay.
And then every year after that.
After that. Yeah, same here. Same here. So we have a set now of songs from performances that you found most memorable. Mm-hmm. And I picked Langhorne Slim and The Law. And they played in 2015. Kris Kristofferson, who completely wowed the crowd in 2016. It was mm-hmm. unannounced, but everyone knew he was going to be there anyway. Shovels and Rope with Lucius. They had just released Busted Jukebox Volume 1 at that year. Mm-hmm. And you saw them in the museum stage.
Yeah.
Middle Brother.
Mm-hmm.
I love Middle Brother.
Yeah.
2016 was that set, right?
Yeah, I think 2016.
Yes.
Yeah, it wasn't last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2016. They first performed as Middle Brother in 2011. And then John Prine. This mm-hmm. is a pretty great set. And I know I had asked you for this, and you were like, I can't come up with a five.
Yeah.
But it's very hard.
Difficult,
but these were the sets that you kind of came up with pretty quickly, because they moved you, and there was something about each one of these sets. Which one of them, and I'm going to put you on the spot, like of those five that we're going to play, like which one were you just sitting there going, oh my God, this is happening? You could say all of them.
It's hard because it is all of them. The one, definitely all of them, but also like when I saw Shovels and Rope in the museum for that, it was for the song swap. So it was like just the two of them talking about their songs and then just playing them. And it was also Hayes Carl and Allison Moore were also there. That was also great, but the Shovels and Rope part of it. And that was one of the ones that I was just like amazed.
Yeah.
And yeah.
And it's great to be in the museum because everyone wants to get in there.
Yeah.
And if you don't get in there early, you're not getting in the museum stage. Mm-hmm. It's become such a part of Newport, the special guests, the surprises that happen in that stage. So when you get to the festival, I usually make a beeline for the line for museum stage. And then once I get in there, it's very hard to leave.
Yeah.
Because you never know who's coming.
It creates a lot of anxiety, though.
It does. It totally does. You kind of get anxious because you know you're somewhere great, but you also know that something great is happening out there. Yeah. It's just a special place to be. And it's a mixture of wonder and happiness and, like you said, anxiety, because there's so much going on, and it's hard to focus on what you're watching because sometimes you're thinking, what's going on out there?
Yeah.
I think that's kind of cool. All right, let's get into Langhorne Slim and Law. And I chose The Way We Move, which is a track that he played in 2015, and it was so great. The crowd was so awesome during that set. Mm-hmm. All right, Langhorne Slim and Law, Newport Folk Festival. This is Gabby's favorite sets of Newport Folk Festival.
If it sounds country, man, that's what it is. It's a country song. Yeah. Okay. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Busted flat in Baton Rouge and heading for the trains. Feeling nearly faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained. Took us all away to New Orleans. I took my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana and was blowing sad while Bobby sang the blues. With them windshield wipers slapping time and Bobby clapping hands, we finally sang a velvet song that driver knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee. From the coal mines of Kentucky to the California sun, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Standing right beside me, Lord, to everything I'd done. Every night she kept me from the cold. Then somewhere near Salinas, Lord, I let her slip away. Looking for the home I hope she'll find. And I trade all my tomorrows for a single yesterday, holding Bobby's body next to mine. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing left is all she left for me. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Buddy, that was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. La da da to me and Bobby McGee.
Is there only pain and hatred? one thing I wanna know. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Oh, what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? As I walk on through troubled times, my spirit gets so downhearted sometimes. Where are the strong and who are the trusted? Love and understanding. Oh, what's so
to force me. She don't like her eggs all runny. She thinks crossing her legs is funny. She looks down her nose at money. She gets it on like the Easter Bunny. She's my baby, I'm her honey. I'm never gonna let her go.
He ain't got laid in a month of Sundays. I caught him once and he was sniffing my undies. He ain't too sharp, but he gets things done. Drinks his beer like it's oxygen. But he's my baby and I'm his honey. Never gonna let him go.
In spite of ourselves, we'll end up sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. We're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. She thinks all my jokes are corny. Convict movies make her horny. She likes ketchup on her scrambled eggs. Swears like a sailor when she shaves her legs. She takes a licking and keeps on ticking. I'm never gonna let her go.
He's got more balls than a big brass monkey. He's a whacked out weirdo and a love bug junkie. Sly as a fox, crazy as a loon. Payday comes and he's a howling at the moon. But he's my baby, I don't mean maybe. Never gonna let him go.
In spite of ourselves, we'll end up sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. We're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. In spite of ourselves, we'll end up sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. We're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. In spite of ourselves.
Oh, that's just so good. Very really good choices.
Thank you.
And I know it was very hard for you to pick five, because I try to keep my sets to five songs. Mm-hmm. But I think you did a great job.
Thank you.
And I love the fact that we both started going to Newport in 2014. Mm-hmm. But we didn't know each other back then. So
You went for the full weekend, though.
I did,
guessing. And I was only there on Friday, and I'm very jealous and sad when I think about... Even now, I was sad at the time, but even now, looking back at the lineup for the whole weekend, makes me...
It was pretty incredible. Yeah. And, you know, and I've been part of Music Savage since 2012, and, you know, the gang there had been going forever, and they had been on me. It's like, Ryan, you need to go to Newport Folk Festival.
Yeah.
And every year, you know, something else would come up, and or I have to do something else, or I just didn't have the money, you know, and that's a big part of it, you know, it's not having the money at the time. And then... In 2014, they announced Jack White was playing, and I kind of love Jack White, and you probably know that. Most of the Music Savage listeners know that. And that was that, and I decided that that was the year that I would start. All right, so let's talk about what we just listened to. John Prine right there, In Spite of Ourselves. That's the title track from his 1999 release. And In Spite of Ourselves, that track is sung with Iris DeMent. And he closed out Newport Folk Festival in 2017 on Sunday, July 30th, and sang that song with the one and only Margot Price.
Yeah.
And I loved everything about that set.
Me too.
I loved John Prine. He is amazing. Mm-hmm. and I loved how many people were on that stage.
Yeah, and they were all, everyone knows his songs. Yeah.
Everyone came out and played with him. John Waters came out and played with him. Mm-hmm. Was it John Waters? No. Who came out? I'm trying to think about who came out. I'm getting all my years mixed up together. Pretty much, you know what? Everybody that played Newport Folk Festival was on that stage in 2017. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much it.
But yeah, but like Margot Price wasn't playing.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she just showed up.
She just came and played with him.
And played In Spite of Ourselves with him.
Yeah.
And everyone came on. Everyone wanted to be on that stage with John Prine. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be on that stage with John Prine.
Yeah.
I don't really have any musical talent, but I would have gone up there and done something. Mm-hmm. Middle Brother up ahead of that, Blue Eyes, and that's off their self-titled 2011 debut album. And of course, Middle Brother are three Newport staples. You know, the guys in Middle Brother are John McCauley of Deer Tick, Matthew Logan Vasquez of, you know, Delta Spirit and his own solo stuff, and Taylor Goldsmith of Dawes. All three of those bands, all three of those performers, I've been part of Newport forever. Mm-hmm. And when they played, Middle Brother played together in 2011 after their debut. And of course, they played Newport Folk Festival. And then when they were announced for 2016, all the fans of all of those bands kind of went a little crazy. Like us. I remember hoping that there was nothing else going on so I could see Middle Brother and not have to think about what else was going on. But then I remembered I didn't really care. I needed to see Middle Brother.
Yeah, that's one of the sets that you're going to no matter what.
You're going to
not
no matter what.
Not leaving early.
Nope. You're not leaving early. And if you were watching something else, you had to kind of get up and go and get to the Middle Brother set because you knew everyone was going to be there. And pretty much everybody was.
Yeah.
I think the entire festival shifted. I think I felt the island kind of tilt towards that stage because everyone showed up for Middle Brother. It was really an incredible set.
Mm-hmm.
And that was another set where everyone came out. I mean, everyone was on that stage. And the collaborative part of Newport, where people just kind of just show up, even if they're not playing Newport. We were just talking about how Margot Price showed up and played. That's so much fun. You never know who's going to be there and who's going to show up on whatever stage. Mm-hmm. It's really incredible. There'll be a band and be like, oh, now we're going to bring this person on stage. And the whole crowd is just left with their mouths open. And that's so much fun. And that happened at Middle Brother, too. So... Shovels and Rope with Lucia. Speak about that. Tell me about that museum, because I didn't see the museum set. I just saw the after party of Jane Pickens, where they showed up, because it was the Busted Jukebox set, and that was so much fun. But you got to see the museum stage.
Yeah, but the after party was also really just amazing.
Yeah.
And then, Lucius was one of the kind of just showed up. They weren't playing the festival.
And,
Yeah.
And they played What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's from their Busted Jukebox Volume 1. That was released in 2015. And in that year, as we were talking about, Shovels and Rope were all over Newport. They were just all over the place.
Yeah.
They were showing up on stages. They were playing with other people. And it was a lot of fun. And actually, I'm getting my years wrong again. That was 2016.
Yeah,
2016. Because that was the Jane Pickens show. Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. All of it's just so great. You kind of just start getting your years mixed up a little bit. When you start talking to your friends, you start talking on the radio about Newport, and you kind of, was that, what year was that? Because every part of it's great, and you just,
you can't keep it sorted out.
Mm-hmm. And they performed was the Motel Song Swap, right?
Yeah, that was really amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very stripped down. One acoustic guitar, and then talking about, and it was before their album Little Seeds had come out.
That's right.
So they were playing those, they were mostly playing songs from that.
Oh, that's so amazing.
Yeah, and talking about them.
And then just Lucius kind of just showed up, right?
I think that might have been a different day or a different
thing in the museum. Getting confused.
But it was that same year, and there was they did play a couple of songs with Lucius in the museum. Maybe it was then.
Yeah. So basically, what we're saying is that you need to go to the museum stage.
Yeah.
Because you never know what's going to happen. Chris Christopherson up ahead of that. Me and Bobby McGee. That's from his 1970 album Christopherson. In 2016, it was rumored that he was going to be around. It was on everyone's, everyone was talking about, is Chris Christopherson here? And that was the big rumor. And then he made a surprise appearance in the museum stage, and you were fortunate enough to see that.
Yeah. And that was also just, an amazing. I mean, it just being in that, in the room, in a small room, and, surrounded by people who were also feeling the same way, and then it was just a great set. And again, you could hear a pin drop, which you said was the case, because I didn't see him with the Texas Gentleman.
Oh, yeah.
At the Quad, but even in outside with a bigger crowd, it's still,
people were just overwhelmed.
Exactly.
I think you have just a sensory overload of the star power that's in front of you, and how humbling it is, to be in a situation where you're with all these music lovers, and this legend comes out and plays this music. And it's what's great for me too is to see how much they love being there, and how humbling it is for the performer as well.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many times when someone comes out on stage and they just can't believe where they are. You know, they can't believe what's happening, and that they're playing Newport Folk Festival. And I've seen performers start crying when they come out on stage, and, because they've actually made it there. And it's incredible. You know, it's that experience that you share from the stage to the audience. It's something else. And you got that with Chris Christopherson, and he played the Texas Gentleman, and we were talking about it because you missed it, and I'm sorry you did. But you got to see the museum stage.
Yeah.
Which I missed, but he asked Margo Price to come out and play me and Bobby McGee. And I may have cried a little bit. That's how great it was.
Mm-hmm.
I think the whole audience was with me too. And kicking off the set of some of your most memorable sets was Langhorne Slim and the Law. Boy, that guy brings a party with him anywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere. And I played you The Way We Move, and that's the title track from his album from 2012. And he played 2015 on the Quad stage on Saturday afternoon. And I was there for that, and you were there for that, even though we weren't pals yet. But that was an incredible performance.
Yeah. He's just the best performer. And then, again, he's someone who how much he loves being there.
Mm-hmm.
And he loves Newport so much, and I think he just brings it even more.
He does, and he doesn't take it for granted.
Yeah.
And the energy that the crowd gives him, he gives it back tenfold.
Yes.
I remember he comes out into the crowd. Crowd's singing along. It's just it's kind of a religious experience.
It is.
It's like being a church.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
Yeah, after that, I think my dad said he's the Messiah or something.
Oh, my God, see?
Yeah, exactly.
The Messiah of Newport.
Mm-hmm.
It's really... Yeah, I mean, he's a staple. I mean, you expect to see Langhorne at Newport, even if he's not playing, you expect to see him. But when he does play, his sets are always extraordinary.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think that you chose five fantastic performers, even though it's very hard.
Yes.
He did a good job.
Thank you.
Because, everything that we see is going to be great. But when I put you on the spot to pick, some of your favorites, it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm about to do that right now.
Yeah.
I'm about to play some of my my favorite sets. And it's very hard to think about what, of all the things you see, what are some of the things that moved you the most? And I chose for my couple of most memorable, Christopher Paul Stelling, who played in 2015, made his debut. Jack White, of course, because mm-hmm. Jack White is pretty much the performer that finally got me to Newport in 2014. Frightened Rabbit, that was their debut as well, and they played in 2016, and it was incredible. And more so now that, you know, mm-hmm. Scott's no longer with us.